Hello, everybody.
What up, bitches?
How you doing?
You're asking me or you're asking them?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How they doing?
Who cares?
Oh, okay. Fuck
yeah.
Y'all.
I love... People tell me they love how we trash the audience like they're not part of the audience. It's really this mindfuck thing, and I love it. They're like, man, I love how you don't care about the audience. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah. We're not talking about you, though.
No, not you. It's the one behind you. You know, the one with the hook hand. We talked about that before.
Yep.
I'll start us off, because...
Please do.
Because why not? Because... We can't end on a down note. What do we got over here? Yeah, it's
not looking good this,
okay.
This episode.
Okay, all right. Sorry, people. If you want to turn it off, I understand. My first movie's good, though. My first movie is World's Greatest Dad.
Is this Ted Danson? No.
No, okay. But more things do need Ted
That's
Danson.
Macaulay Culkin, right? And Ted Danson, what's that one? That's a dad one, I think.
I'm not going to... We'll look into it. I'm not sure.
If you know out there, let us know.
Just scream it on the top of your lungs right now. Go. Good job. The lungs on you.
Yeah. Woof. Dadaholics is what they yelled.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. This isn't that. This is with Robin Williams.
Oh.
This is from 2009. I watched it on April 29th.
Okay.
It's 1 hour, 39 minutes, comedy drama. It is directed by Bobcat Goldthwait.
Bobcat is a great director.
He truly is, and it's like the ultimate joke, isn't it?
He's so great.
He is, and this is, I don't know if this is his first one that he did.
It is not. He's done documentaries. He's done a bunch. Bobcat is, if you're not familiar with his body of work outside of the ridiculous Bobcat voice,
right?
Check out some of the stuff he's made. He's legitimately an amazing filmmaker, yeah.
And he has a cameo in this movie, which is fun. But it stars Robin Williams, Daryl Sabara, and Morgan Murphy.
Okay.
Your summary. When his son's body is found in a humiliating accident, a lonely high school teacher inadvertently attracts an overwhelming amount of community and media attention after covering up the truth with a phony suicide note. Dark.
Yes.
All of Bobcat's stuff is dark.
Yeah, he does not fuck around.
I remember seeing him on a talk show or something, and he's like, or probably a podcast. I probably heard him on a podcast. He's more built for radio.
Yes.
They don't let him on the squares anymore.
No. The squares.
That's what we called it. But yeah, he was saying that he kept pissing people off making these movies because they would get really good. Like, they were like, should they go in the Sundance? Yeah, this movie's good. Who did it? Oh, that asshole from Police Academy 4 or whatever. Yeah. Like, he said that was very gratifying.
Yeah. He's a great filmmaker, legitimately.
So this is definitely a dark comedy. It is emphasis on dark. It's an early one from him, if not his... Maybe it's not his first, like you said, but it's early for him.
Yeah.
And the actor who plays... Robin Williams' son is so incredibly unlikable. I haven't seen an actor pull this off that well. And it's a credit to him and a credit, I guess, to Bobcat to say, no, just be a total scumbag.
Yeah.
Because, like, there is no redeeming quality.
Sure.
The son is awful. And the feeling is that, like, he clearly would not have been missed. Like, barely anybody even knows he's there. He's just like awful. And what happens is he dies. I won't ruin how he dies, but he dies. And Robin Williams is his father. And he also works at the school. He's one of the teachers. And he makes a fake note so that he isn't embarrassed by what happened.
Who snuck in here and burped?
Oh, now I got to leave it in because it's funny. Oh, well.
You know, you could just cut me off so you can just edited me saying it.
Too late. I'm laughing because I'm thinking of me hearing this, editing it, and laughing at that.
And then being happy you don't have to make an edit.
Oh, man.
You're welcome, Future Tim.
Oh, man, Future Tim! Hooray! Everybody's just like, oh, he was this kind of person? And he can't stop the lie from snowballing to the point where, like, everybody ends up loving this kid that they... didn't even know existed. They're like, I didn't realize he was like that he had all these beautiful thoughts, and like, and the kid was a total shitbag.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I don't want to go too much more in detail because the things that happen in this movie, you're just like, no, and it's cringy, and it's like, oh, Robin Williams, you're trying to do the right thing, but this is gonna go so bad for you.
That's awesome.
And he plays it so good. If you just know Robin Williams from, like, the Mrs. Doubtfire kind of stuff, oh, my God, this is so good. And
boy, do you have a bunch of movies you can watch that are incredible.
Yes, a bunch. Like, when people were weirded out by 1 hour photo, this isn't that weird, I guess, as far as a departure for him. But, like, this is definitely, like, him. And he's depressing, too. I'm just like, oh, my God, you are really getting all these marks, man.
You get like World According to Garp and things like Fisher King. It's like, oh my God, he's a gut-wrenching actor.
Yeah, he's very good.
Oh yeah, super underrated. He's not just the genie from Aladdin, people.
No. What would you say your favorite movie with him is?
Oof, that's a good question.
I was going to say best, but that's not necessarily the same thing.
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, he's done so much so well.
Right.
That it's hard to say what note that you want. Like, what chord do you want Robin Williams to strike for you?
I think I was most impressed with him in Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society is great.
I was like, oh my God, I didn't think this would be this good. And it was great.
Yeah.
And I was younger watching that.
Yeah.
For younger Tim to give two shits.
Yeah.
Means something.
It's very good. He's great. I mean, Good Morning Vietnam. I mean, there's so many great roles for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Watch more Robin Williams movies, people. Jeez.
Yeah. Losers. IMDb score, 6.9 out of 10. That's a lot for them.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten Tomato critical score out of 118, we have 88%.
Pretty good.
Very good. 67% from the audience, which is 50,000 some odd people.
Okay. Sounds like they dropped the ball a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Okay. So a little bit.
Little
they dropped it, they caught it before it hit the ground.
Yeah. They didn't let anything get damaged.
Gotcha. Anyway.
But it's a good movie. I don't know. It's just so damn depressing. It's like, man, I don't know. I don't know if I need
that much depression in your life.
This much depression. An hour 40, like if it was an hour 20 of depression, sure. But like they just I think because they're so damn good at it.
Yeah.
I just was like, wiped watching this movie.
I love movies like that once in a while, which is like,
once
damn. In
a while, correct.
Yeah.
What you got, Max?
Well, not nearly as good, Tim.
Okay.
I have 1973's Battle for the Planet of the Apes. This is the last of the Planet of the Apes movies.
What made you want to do that one?
I was finishing up all the Planet of the Apes movies.
Mm.
Because I like to torture myself.
Oh, man. Yeah. Once you get past, what, one?
One's great. And Conquest, which is the
third
or fourth.
Yeah.
Conquest is legitimately fantastic.
Yes. I've always heard that.
It's and very good.
Because I've watched all of them, but I don't remember which one's which.
Yeah.
Like, that's something my father and I would just marathon watch.
Conquest is the reverse Planet of the Apes, where the ape comes to Earth.
Okay.
But it was great. This one is not so great. It was directed by J. Lee Thompson, who directed the original Cape Fear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, that's what I said. It is an hour and 36 minutes long. It's obviously a science fiction film. It's got Roddy McDowell in it, because they all do. It's got Claude Atkins, who you would know from the Twilight Zone, if you're a Twilight Zone aficionado like myself.
And his diet program, very good.
That's right. And Natalie Trundy. Which is an unfortunate last name.
Ah, I love it.
Trundy?
I love a good Trundy.
Yeah, you love a good Trundy?
I love a good Trundy.
She'll give you a Trundy.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Dirty, dirty Trundy.
There's no clean Trundy.
There's no clean Trundy?
No, it has to be dirty to be a Trundy.
Oh, man.
Yep, just by definition.
Well, I hope she's still alive.
I hope so.
Because I want my Trundy.
Oh, boy. So the movie summary is the final chapter of the Planet of the Apes series, told in flashback by the lawgiver, who you all know from the first Planet of the Apes. Battle is about Caesar trying to maintain a peace between the humans and the apes, a gorilla named Aldo, who is played by Claude Atkins, and a hidden band of atomically mutated humans end up making that very difficult for poor Caesar.
Not atomic humans.
Atomic, mutated atomic humans.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How were the effects on those humans?
Medium. Not as good as the apes.
Okay.
The ape makeup at this point has become very good.
Sure.
I mean, like, Jack Chambers killed it with the original, but, you know, these were also very good.
Yeah.
Roddy McDowell's performance, always fantastic. My biggest problem with this movie is partially the pacing, which is a little clunky. It's pretty disjointed between, like, the, hey, we need to go over to this hidden village or, like, these ruins. That's where the mutated people are. And there's this whole coup d'etat that's attempting to be taken place by the gorillas. And it's, like, it's all kind of disjointed. It's all the same. It's just rehashing the same themes is my biggest issue. It's like, all right, I get it. It doesn't matter what you look like or what you are. If we can all just work in peace, life will be better. I mean, granted, that's been ignored forever.
Sure.
Like, through all of humanity. So it's worth saying.
I mean, it was fair of them to try to get that point across with apes.
Yes, but it's, you know, at this point, it's kind of worn down. It's not like they're doing anything too terribly interesting to make you care, not like Conquest did. So overall, it was, wasn't a bad movie by any stretch, but not a movie I'd be quick to go revisit again. IMDb, 5.5 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critical score out of 27 critics, they gave it a collective 37%. The audience gave it 31%. And Max gave it a little bit more forgiving of a score with a 4 out of 10.
Those people that went back and rated that on Rotten Tomatoes, I wonder if they were doing what you did and just was going through all of them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you can't give it a great, I don't know, can you give it a fair review when you go all and you see all this greatness and then you're left with what's left.
I mean, even the first one.
I mean, you just did, but like.
Yeah, the first one is legitimately great, but I still don't know what I, if I had to rate it, like somebody would like put a gun in my head and like rate the first movie, I'd probably give it like a 7, 7.5.
I'm imagining I'd agree with you. I'd have to rewatch it. It's been too long.
I mean, there are parts that are great, but yeah, overall, like, you know, there's some stuff that's like doesn't really work super well and. You know, that's a it's a movie.
It is a movie.
It's a movie.
Hey, it's a movie.
Yeah.
Well.
Did you watch another movie?
Sort of. It's sort of a movie.
Okay.
This is a big piece of shit. You ready?
Oh, boy.
It's called Space Clown.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Are you familiar with Space Clown?
Nope.
That's because it's barely a movie.
Okay.
This is from 2016. I watched it on May 2nd. It's 1 hour, 10 minutes. It is horror. And... The fact that it's 1 hour,
right?
10
but what's the genre?
Well, presumably horror,
but not for those reasons.
But not for those reasons. This is another me picking an Amazon movie.
Yep, yep.
And this is when I this yes, but they hadn't been this bad to this point.
It's true. You've
they
been getting lucky.
Been. So
sometimes
this,
the mine you're stepping on is actually an active mine.
Sometimes I want the mine, and sometimes. This is so bad. This is like shaky hand quarter. I can't even talk. Camcorder. It's bad. This is like somebody just starting out with a camera, trying to figure out tricks. Like somebody who is brand new could make a better movie than what this guy made. This is directed by some asshole named Graham Skipper.
God damn it, Graham Skipper.
Starring Jordan Baker, Brian Joseph Gillespie, who cares, and Jeffrey Glazer. Poor bastards.
Yeah, they're probably pretty sad.
A hapless filmmaker documents the weird, violent, and surreal torments of an extraterrestrial clown.
Oh boy.
When I see that, and I know it's a B movie, I'm like, ha, 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 cool. That's not what I got. And here's the thing. Remember what we said with Chopping Mall, how all the 80s horror had great-looking posters and VHS covers? This had an amazing-looking one.
Mm.
And I said, surely they're not going to fool me. They're not going to employ that 1980s tactic, are they? Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
My bullet points are, this is awful.
Uh-huh.
It has misleading box art. It actually has several, I discovered today, that are all misleading.
Okay.
They're all quite awesome. The budget went into the artwork.
Sure.
And it is like a short student film that runs 4 times too long.
Whoa.
Keep in mind, I said it's 1 hour, 10 minutes.
Yeah. So even as a short, it would have been insufferable.
Yeah, but it would have been so much better. Because this is like... Blair Witch style, almost, is what he's doing. He's so trying to be like...
Found footage-y, like...
Kind of...
like a POV cam thing.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, there's something landed in my shed, and like, go in the shed, and it's like the cheesiest effects. It's like trash bags over things, and like, I'm making it look futuristic.
Sure.
This movie, I refuse to call it a movie from this point forward.
Okay.
This...
Attempt?
...thing
yeah.
is awful, and do not ever watch it. And it almost is like Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter bad.
And what was that score? Do you remember the score on that? Was that a 0 or a 0.5?
It was a 0.
Okay. Because we talked about, I know we talked about our discussion that day of how critical it has to be for a 0.
Right. It has to be just insulting.
Yes.
The only reason this doesn't get a 0 from me, and I'm jumping the shark, I know.
That's fine.
The only reason it doesn't get a 0 from me is because there's that off chance that somebody truly tried here.
Okay.
They failed, but they truly tried.
There was a legitimate effort made.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, and it's like being friends with you guys and seeing you guys over the years learn as filmmakers and seeing what you did at the beginning versus what you guys are capable of now. I always...
He knows what failure looks like, baby.
I know. I know. Dan? Dan, I'm looking at you. I know.
Failure looks like Daniel Sirwan. Hi, Dan.
Oh. Sorry, Dan. No, but I know... The what people can, like, I know the range. I know, like, this guy somehow got a movie made too soon, and he wasn't capable of doing anything. This guy can't hold your jock strap, Max.
That's a shame because somebody really needs to.
Oh,
damn. All right,
well, that's our next contest, everybody.
I'm striking Graham Skipper's name off the list of jock strap holders.
Graham, get in contact with me if you're somehow still listening to this.
If you listen to this, hi, Graham.
Hi, Graham. Please never again. The IMDb gave it a 4.1.
Okay, it seems generous based on your description.
It's super generous.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes does not have a critic or an audience score.
I've run into this.
Yes.
I've run into this before.
I gave it a 1.
You know what? When you said you didn't give it a... I was wondering if it was a 0.5 or a 1.
It's a 1.
Okay.
It's a 1 because there's that off chance somebody tried.
Yeah.
This could be somebody's ugly baby.
It happens.
It does happen.
It happens.
Graham, please stop making movies.
Or try a little harder. It's always scary when I see somebody's going to do a movie about making a movie.
Right.
That's always a red flag to me that's going to be likely poop.
I mean, I can't think of a huge great example. Like, the Blair Witch was revolutionary for its time, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't ever really want to go back and watch it either.
It's like people trying to make like I think Super 8 was very successful in a movie about making a movie. But then you have like, what's it called? The Video Dead, which is awful.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one that I was trying to think of. The name escapes me, but it's similar. They're making a movie and there's actually a zombie. Mm. It's awful. It's always like these movies where they're like, we're going to make a movie. It's not good.
I feel the same way about found footage and Paranormal Activities. And
a lot of those tend to fail.
They're not for me.
You named the two good ones, Paranormal Activity and Blair Witch.
Right.
Yeah. There's a few exceptions. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like Wreck. And
I enjoyed Blair Witch. I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a guy when we left the theater, like, vomiting. He was so upset.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if it was because of the shaky cam or he thought it was real.
Yeah, I bet it was. Yeah.
It was probably the shaky cam. But because
Cloverfield almost threw up when I saw it in the theater.
And that's more than fair. And I felt so bad for the guy, but I was also kind of like, ha-ha.
So, well, you were a dick kid at that point.
I'm still a dick kid. take us somewhere better.
I don't have much better.
It's better, though.
It's a movie from 2013. It's called Devil May Call.
Ooh, he might.
Hey, it's me, the devil. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Oh, we got a scary voice, too.
I do.
Oh, boy. Goodbye.
No, I'm just a weird woman.
Click.
Oh, hello? Operator.
I'm just a weird woman. Amazing. Anyway, this movie is directed by Jason Quadrado. I'm sorry, Jason.
That's a metal name.
Starring Tyler Mane, who you'll know from Rob Zombie's Halloween. So he was The Shape.
And he was Sabretooth, the original one.
Yeah. And Corey English, who's from Holliston, which a show I really dig. And Tracy Lords from Porn.
Yeah. I've seen her before.
IMDb summary is a blind suicide hotline worker on her last shift volunteering is stalked by an obsessed caller.
Okay.
Yep. So Tyler Mane plays the obsessed caller. He's calling because
he's not the blind
woman. He's not. He always talks to Corey English's character, who's a blind volunteer at the suicide hotline. And he gets upset when he finds out that it's her last day. And he goes there and he's like, I'm going to start murdering everybody who's not you. And then probably you, because I murder people because I'm an obsessed caller. Yeah, that's his motivation. There's none. There's no reason for him to do this. And just, I hate it. I hated the thing, because it's like, it just felt really insensitive about people with any kind of mental disorder.
Right.
Like, they're not trying to invent, they're not, like, he's just,
You said 2013?
Yeah. No excuse. And it's like, what is his deal? He's just a killer. He's a serial killer, so he calls these hotlines. It's like, he has this split kind of mind where it's like, I need to kill people, but I need to fight that. Or it's like, so fucking insensitive. I didn't like that.
I don't like it. I mean, you have to have some thought putting a mentally or a special needs person in your movie. They can add a lot, but you have to do it right because it's like...
It's just think about it. Do some research. Talk to some people. It's not hard to do. No. There's so much out there now and it's all at your disposal.
And those people want you to properly represent them and their focus in a movie.
It's just, it feels lazy when you do something like that. And then by making a lazy choice, you insult a whole fucking group of people.
Yeah.
And that's unacceptable to me. I think Tracy Lords does a good job. I think Corey English
does. She always cleans up good.
That's right. She does a passable job. I think that's all right. I think Tyler Mane does what he can with what he was given.
Right.
The story's, other than that, pretty vanilla, and that's part of the reason it just felt like kind of like I really want to do this, and I don't really know why. So it's like this really kind of milquetoast attempt at making a thriller, I guess you would call it. The effects are pretty bad. They just kind of jump around and cut around a lot of the effects to save budget. Overall, it's not like horrible other than the like kind of insultory bit of business. Other than that, though, I'd just kind of label it as forgettable.
I like Tyler Mane. Like, I really want him to get some sort of giant role, you know? Yeah,
he's good. He has a lot of talent.
I think he's always getting these roles that are like, we need a big dude. And he's like, well, this will pay the rent. And it's like, I just want him to get this amazing role.
Agreed. You know? He's better than the roles he's given a lot of the time.
I agree.
IMDb score, 4.3 out of 10.
Okay.
No critical score on this one from Rotten Tomatoes, but the audience gave it a 23%. Okay. I was a little fairer, and I gave it closer to the IMDb score. I give it a 4.5 out of 10. I don't think you'll be, other than the parts that are like, if this didn't have Tyler Mane having a mental disorder, I feel like this would jump it up to like maybe like a 5 or a 5.5.
Yeah. Okay.
But a lot of what was like the reasons I get graded against me was because of his, like, if that wasn't in there, but like it was just kind of forgettable. It was like a 5.5 or a 6 probably. Like, not bad, not good, but fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was acceptable. With that being in there, it just drug it down. You know what I mean? It's like this. This actively pisses me off.
Yeah, no. It's never good when you're trying to zone out and enjoy something and it ends up pissing you off. Like,
yeah.
Space clowns and
yeah.
Misappropriation of mental disorders.
Yep.
But I think Tracy Lords is the perfect candidate to hold your jockstrap. What do you think?
If she's willing to do it.
Tracy, get at me. Shout Factory, can you give me the steelbook of all her prior work? That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hold my strap.